Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about the law. You're a lawyer, Senator. You've argued before the Supreme Court successfully. And from a legal standpoint, let's say I went down to the border and I brought a big truck with me and I picked up a bunch of illegal immigrants and I started transporting them across the country. Would I or would I not likely be arrested for human trafficking? And would it be illegal to do that for me if I did that?
For you, a citizen, you could easily be arrested, although, to be honest, Joe Biden's Justice Department wouldn't arrest you. But in an ordinary Department,
I'm a conservative.
I
disagree. They'd arrest me. They'd arrest
me.
If I was a liberal, I'd get away with it.
True.
Yeah. But back to the law. The law is clear.
It is clear, and right now, the biggest trafficker on the face of the planet is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
So I don't know what Hannity's endgame was here, but I'm not sure that having Ted Cruz admit that transporting migrants across state lines would be considered human trafficking right after Ron DeSantis took credit for doing exactly that is the smartest move here. Like, congrats, you guys. You just accused a couple of Republican governors of committing an illegal offense. This comes on the heels of Ron DeSantis taking credit for shipping 50 migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, which, to be clear, is an island. The officials who loaded these migrants onto the plane told them that they'd be going to Boston where they'd have jobs and housing. That was a lie, and they were shipped instead to a remote island with no jobs and no housing. Of course, it was never about being honest. It was never about having humanity. It was about saying or doing whatever they needed to do in order to achieve their actual goal, which was to come on Fox and do an interview like this one. Republicans won't do anything at all unless it has the potential to further their own personal political career. What makes this even more shameful is that this victory lap by Hannity and Cruz comes in the wake of the people of Massachusetts doing everything right. After 50 migrants were dropped on a remote island with zero warning, still the people of Martha's Vineyard banded together, cooked them food, took them in, threw together temporary accommodations, and treated them with humanity. And the whole country watched scenes like this.
Thank you.
From there, the governor
of the minority leader, Mr. McCarthy, and after we went back and conveyed our agreement to the GOP proposal, it was vetoed by the fourth branch of government. I'm not yielding now.
Just
it was
point.
Vetoed by the cult leader, Donald Trump, who said he wanted no investigation at all. That's your guy. Donald Trump, he said he wanted no investigation. And so you pulled the plug on the investigation you originally advocated because Donald Trump didn't want it. Let's tell some truth.
Would you like
You're talking
truth?
About truth effects. I'm giving you the truth.
Just on one.
I'm giving you the facts about it. And then when Speaker Pelosi said, well, in that case, the House of Representatives will conduct our own investigation, then again, you guys boycotted it because you wanted to put pro-insurrection members on the committee. And so we ended up with a bipartisan committee of people really interested in getting to the facts. And you know what? This is what you guys can't stand. America listened to it because we had real congressional hearings. Unlike what goes on here with the temper tantrums and the diatribes, and too often our side gets pulled into what you guys are doing, but we had real hearings. And 25, 30 million Americans watching because we told the truth about Donald Trump's assault on democratic institutions and the right to vote in America. And maybe you can't handle the truth, but that's the reality, and nobody has laid a glove on any of the testimony that has come out during those hearings. So we hear this absurd whining about Ray Epps, who has absolutely nothing to do with any of it, and all of these conspiracy theory allegations have been debunked up and down. Up and down. You think you've got something? You bring him in and talk to him or send us a letter or do something, but why don't you deal with the reality of the situation? Do you think that Donald Trump tried to get the Secretary of State of Georgia, a lifelong Republican named Raffensperger, to just find him 11,781 votes? Is that real or is that fake? You're interested in facts? Is that real or is that fake? And what he didn't, and for that, he's been made into a sacrificial lamb, and the entire conspiracy, which certainly lies a lot more with Donald Trump and his inner circle than with one guy who showed up at Donald Trump's urging, is now being blamed on him in this desperate attempt to distract everybody from what really happened. But here's the thing that gets me about that, which is the way that the right wing in America devours its own. I mean, I have watched Donald Trump utterly destroy the lives of people around him, people who went to work for him, people like Michael Cohen, people like Cassidy Hutchinson. Look what they're doing to Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. He hung his own vice president out to dry. The mob was after Mike Pence to assassinate him, to hang Mike Pence. They had a gallows and a noose outside. They unleashed him. They unleashed the mob on Mike Pence, and then Donald Trump sends out another tweet after he knows Pence is in danger to say Mike Pence did not have the courage to do what needed to be done. I mean, how far does this have to go before you people wake up? And now they pick this poor guy Epps out of nowhere and say, let's blame the entire thing on this guy.
Would the gentleman
yield for a
question?
It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life.
Quick question.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Epps was in front of the January 6th committee, and we were told that a transcript of his interview would be released, but it's never been released. And I wondered, was he sworn in?
None of the transcripts have been released, so you don't need a conspiracy theory about that. We haven't released any of them.
Were you present when he was interviewed? That would give me...
No, I was not. I was not. We've done more than 1,000 interviews. You guys are trying to make this poor schmuck who showed up to your protest into something a lot bigger than he is. Okay, he's just trying to survive, and he's on your side. You don't have many voters left. You might want to try to hang on to them without demonizing and vilifying your own people. But that's the Donald Trump way. Sell everybody else down the road, unless you can get a pardon. Some people are still hanging around waiting for their pardon. But most people have opened their eyes about what he's done to our country, what he's done to his family. Have you guys ever read the book by Mary Trump about the way that Donald Trump has absolutely destroyed their family, wrecked her father's life? They do it to family. They do it to friends. They do it to their own associates and employees. And now you guys are doing it to this poor Ray Epps. Leave that guy alone, whoever he is.
This is Jamie Raskin saying it better than quite literally anyone could. And he's apparently pretty over the avalanche of bullshit spewed on a constant basis by Republicans. Now, I do want to expand on one point, and that is this conspiracy theory about Ray Epps, because I'm sure you've heard that name floating around the right-wing sphere in the same way that those people love to cling on to obscure figures and make them the root of all things evil. Now, first of all, Ray Epps is a Republican. He attended the January 6th rally at the Ellipse. He even urged people to go to the Capitol. He was, for all intents and purposes, one of exactly the kinds of people who you would think Republicans would advocate for. After all, he bought the bullshit that they were selling. In that way, he was one of their favorite customers. But The problem came when Republicans needed to explain away their involvement in the January 6th insurrection. And so first they tried to claim that it was Antifa that had breached the Capitol, which was a lie so ridiculous that even those purveyors of disinformation on the right had to abandon it. Then they decided to stick with the tried and true excuse that was the old deep state, and so they blamed the FBI. But that was still just a bit too nebulous. They needed a person, someone who they could individually sacrifice to make their ill-defined conspiracy theory seem more realistic. And so they landed on this guy, Ray Epps, who, according to the New York Times, became the target of selectively edited videos painting him as a secret federal asset in charge of a breach team responsible for setting off the riot at the Capitol. And so, of course, because he, as a purported federal asset, was responsible for setting the spark that incited the insurrection, he too was individually responsible for everything that followed on that day. All of those thousands of Trump supporters who stormed the seat of government looking to assassinate federal officials clearly weren't acting on their own volition. They were merely the instruments of this one brilliant mastermind who caused them to act that way. And these stories went from obscure right-wing news outlets right on over to Fox News, because there's about as much scrutiny on their news stories as Matt Gaetz gives to girls' birth years on their driver's licenses. And then those conspiracy theories were amplified further by literal members of Congress like Ted Cruz and Thomas Massey, and of course, Donald Trump, which is to say, exactly the people who you'd think would amplify this type of offensively false and blatant disinformation. And that's what's so insidious and pathetic at the same time. The movement that Republicans and this whole MAGA base have built not only doesn't help any of these people, it actually devours them. And it's not just the schmuck sitting in their living rooms mainlining Tucker Carlson. Even at the highest ranks of the Republican Party, consider how many of Trump's own lawyers have either gone to prison, been disbarred, or are being investigated. Think about the 34 indictments handed down as part of Robert Mueller's investigation. Think about the leaders of these far-right militias now contending with seditious conspiracy charges. Steve Bannon just turned himself into law enforcement. Everything Donald Trump and his movement touches dies. And the only thing more pathetic than these people having their lives turned upside down on his behalf are the people who see that and yet still continue to coddle him, somehow thinking that they'll be different, that he truly cares about them. Here's a hint. Unless your name is Donald Trump, he does not give one single shit what happens to you. So look, these people will continue to flock to his side because that's what a cult of personality is. These are people who give unlimited fealty to someone who they perceive as their deity, even if they get nothing in return. Less than nothing, in fact, given that they're actually continuously subjected to legal jeopardy as a result of their allegiance to this stalwart of corruption and criminality. If someone like Ray Epps, some random dude who got suckered into believing the bullshit that he was supposed to believe from his own team, if he could become the boogeyman for these same people who manipulated him, then it can happen to anyone. There is no loyalty except to one person, and even then, it only goes one way. And if it wasn't a cult, these people would have a lot easier time recognizing that. Before you go, if you enjoyed this video and want to see more, please make sure to subscribe to my channel. You can click the thumbnail right here on this screen.
Fake news is all you get, and they are truly the enemy of the people. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020.
So, for our Monday Minutes this week, we have Donald Trump in his rally over the weekend, leading whatever that group was. You can call it a rally, you can call it a cult, you can call it whatever you want. When you have this guy painting this apocalyptic vision of the country and getting all of them to raise one arm in the air towards him while weird music, that music was not added in post. I want to be very clear about that. And by the way, the entire speech did not have music. They had a portion of his speech that they decided to play music. And the fact that there was music is not nearly as interesting and perhaps threatening as what music they chose, which we'll turn to in just a sec. Now, I want to get, let's go back to this first photo, and you'll see that some people just put up their arms. Some people were very excited to be able to finally be in a group of people who were raising one arm diagonally into the sky for the first time. Mm-hmm. Some were holding up a finger. Some were doing the Q hand signal. Some were doing the okay hand signal. You know, it's a melting pot, really, of conspiracy theories and white supremacy. It's all very fun. A lot of people in the media are rightly weirded out by this, although I do want to add a bit of context. This part of it is not new for Donald Trump. Take a look at this next graphic. Trump asked the crowd to raise hands and pledge to vote for him. This was back in 2016, and they were doing all of the arms raised. And by the way, the comparisons to Germany or whatever, those were made back in 2016 as well. So that is not new, although it's still just as weird as it was 6 years ago. Asking everyone in the crowd to raise a hand is a choice. But anyway, the music, though, we do need to talk about. The Daily Beast, Will Summer, says the song is titled WWG1WGA after the QAnon slogan, and it does appear to be a song that is very popular amongst the QAnon crowd. And when you add to the fact that Trump recently truthed this just QAnon meme, straight up QAnon meme, literally with a Q on his chest, using their song, that is not like a wink and a nod to the movement. That is now shrouding yourself, cloaking yourself in all of the trappings of one of the most out-of-control conspiracy theories that has already resulted in multiple acts of mass violence. To do that on the rally stage as the prelude to running for president again, I think that tells us a lot about what his candidacy is going to be like, Francesca.
I think he used House of Dragons, Lord of the Rings font also in there, in that graphic, which I'm stop saying truth. Okay. It's red tweeted. That's it.
Red tweeted. Okay. I like it.
I just, but I have to, he bleated. Yeah. That's great. Bleat is great. This is not the first time he used music. On the Bituation Room, we covered his Pennsylvania rally. He also, it's like 5 minutes of music. And it's supposed to, it sounds kind of heroic and you're supposed to inspire people, but he's like, everyone's dying. Nobody loves you, and you're just like, it's like the worst, rally speech, and it's very scary. And I got to say, like, this is something that like a lot of news doesn't really cover. Like, a lot of mainstream outlets they'll cover the weird hand signal. They'll cover the, where we go one, we go all, like, music score, but just last week a man killed his wife and nearly killed his child because he had fallen down a QAnon rabbit hole. This was a year after we did this story. A man killed his two children because he believed they were satanic or they were demons because he followed the QAnon conspiracy theory. To say nothing of, I don't know how the people in Dallas are under that bridge drinking whatever, sort of jungle juice they created from, the black non-adrenochrome. I don't know. Like, I don't know how those people are who waited for JFK Jr. Like, the whole thing is, I forgot if it was Jr. or Senior. The point is.
Junior. Who, by the way, he was there. The guy they think is JFK Jr. was at the rally. And there was just Q stuff everywhere. Like, all over the place.
No, it's terrifying. It's like, it's something we absolutely have to take seriously, and we need to make sure that the right cannot escape the fact that this cult, that their sort of obsession with groomers, obsession with the trans community, obsession with the LGBTQ+ community, cannot hold a candle to the actual crimes against children that the far right is doing as we speak vis-a-vis their allegiance to QAnon.
The only thing I would add is there was also the guy at the Dairy Queen who brought a gun and talked about killing all the libs and the Dems because of QAnon. Again, like, he's making this choice in the immediate aftermath of multiple acts of political violence. That is a choice that's being made.
Here's what I think. I think we should have a law at the federal level that would say, after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry about that. We were trying to get through the technical difficulties. So some of the stuff I've been doing, I was trying to that's why we're doing a show tonight. I am making some adjustments to the board. And so I had that's why we had some dead air for a minute. And so all this stuff going on. So I apologize that we had some dead air, but we wanted to make sure I got everything working the way it should, because whenever they have these issues that arise like this, I would rather have it fixed now than have it happen on Sunday, which, by the way, is one of our biggest shows. Anyway, while we are doing this and while I get to adjust some of the sound and different things here on the show, the one thing that I will say is that we are going to do, we're going to do a topic here. We're going to have a topic. We're going to be talking about a couple things here. Normally our shows are on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you join us Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, with that said, we're going to be talking about Trump, as we always do, and his many legal issues that he has going on, including January 6th, as he's being indicted, right? He's getting close to this indictment of what he's done with January 6th. Obviously, Donald Trump decided to use January 6th to marshal and incite his followers to commit an act of domestic terrorist attack upon our nation. So him doing this caused many people to die. They had four or five officers die. They had the one girl who died who was a Trump supporter. She was in the military, right? She was at, what was she, Air Force or something like that? And this chick who swore to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States went against it and broke into the Capitol building. And, of course, she got shot and killed by Secret Service. I don't blame her for doing – I don't blame that they did this. I think it was great that they had – you know, because they were protecting their end of the bargain of protecting the Constitution of the United States. But the other girl, she did not do that. She followed Trump and got herself killed. Just like the guy in Cincinnati who stormed the FBI office, and then they chased him down and then shot and killed him. And he was killed because of Donald Trump. So the problem we have here is that Donald Trump's followers, every one of them, are brainwashed. I mean, they are so brainwashed, it's unfucking believable. But now he's doing this new cult-type scenario where he plays music in the background at his rallies and preaches. Technically, he's preaching, or he's selling some bullshit like he always does. He's introducing his new religion or his new religious cult to the people. And then his people are passing out flyers, these brochures that says, Donald Trump Jr., the Son of Man, the Christ, is what it says on these brochures. Everything that he does is very scary, and it's going to be a very bad situation for our country. But it doesn't stop there. The Republican Party, who was once of Abraham Lincoln, has fallen apart because now they went after abortions, and they're still going after abortions, and they're wanting to basically rid abortions and make them illegal for women. And basically, this is something that's coming out as we speak that they're trying to do. And not only that they're trying to introduce a bill, Lindsey Graham, Lady G himself, was trying to do this, but the Republican Party wants to eliminate abortions as quick as possible. And Joe Biden came out today, and he spoke about this, as a matter of fact. And you know what he said? He goes, they're trying to eliminate abortions. And if they are elected in the midterms, if they take the full Senate and Congress, if Republicans do that, that is what they're going to do. That's one of their first bills on the chopping block is going to be abortions. And then Joe Biden, he said, President Joe Biden said, oh, hell no. I'll veto it, by the way, if it comes to my desk. I will veto that bill. And, of course, he got a standing ovation for that. So that's where this lies. The Republican Party is now the party of Trump. And now what's going to happen here is that these people are so fucking crazy that now all they want to do is do TV time, right? I mean, all these Republicans want, like Ted Cruz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all them, and Lindsey Graham, he's another one. They want to be on television so bad, so they have to say something or tweet something so that way they can hurry up and be on TV. And, you know, they want to be on Fox News Network so that way they can show their face out there. These are people who are they're media hogs, right? They're so vain in this whole scenario. They're so vain, just like the Carly Simon song. But they are very vain in wanting to be on fucking television. They don't give a fuck about the American people. They just want to worry about making themselves popular. They want the exposure so they can be like Donald Trump. So the whole point of it is the Republicans are not only going after abortions, they're going after, well, the next part of it is immigrants, right? Because they're trying to do something with the immigrants. And now this new bullshit plan that they have where they're trying to use immigrants as human trafficking and just shipping them anywhere and everywhere. Without anybody's knowledge or giving them a heads up or doing it the proper way, they are doing this for political exposure. They want to get their faces out there, and again, they want to be on Fox News Network. And so what are they doing? They're sending their fucking immigrants everywhere, and it's starting to turn into human trafficking. And that's what they're doing. That's what the Republican Party's doing. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think this is okay. I don't think anybody out here that has a normal fucking decency would think that that's okay for what they're doing with these immigrants. There's no reason for that. Just like it's no reason for them to ever tell a woman what to do with her body. Period. Period. It is not their job to tell a woman what to do with her body. It's not the politics or the government's responsibility. That is between the woman, the doctor, and God. No one else. That is what it all boils down to. But then you got Donald Trump with the fucking documents, right? So he has all these classified documents, the classified documents out there that's just piling up. And, of course, these are top secret classified documents. And so now he has to face that penalty in that situation, which, by the way, he'll probably go to fucking prison for that. I guarantee you that's coming very soon, that he's going to prison for that situation. But Donald Trump has a wall, not a wall. Let me just back that up. He has a fucking mountain of legal lawsuits against him, and he is going down, and his Republican Party is going down with him. And I truly believe that the American people are finished with the Republican Party. I truly believe that that the American people are done with the Republican Party, and they want somebody different in Congress, period. And when you start fucking around with women's rights and the immigrants and taking away $35 insulin for people who are diabetics or giving our veterans better health coverage, then it's time for you to get the fuck out of Congress, because you're not doing anything but just taking up space. That's the purpose of what we're talking here. That's what this show is about, giving you the truth and giving you the truth of the information. And by the way, Alex Jones, who went fucking nuts and ballistic in his own court trial, went off and started spouting off about fucking some of the weirdest shit. He was talking about liberals and Democrats, and he started talking about, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then he started going into about Sandy Hook, and that's why, you know, I did what I do with Sandy Hook. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these people? They're all idiots. Idiots, people. Idiots. It's scary, but that's how stupid these people truly are. It bothers me. It really bothers me to think that this is what we're dealing with, but it's true. This is what it's all about. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all this stuff here on the show today. If you want to comment or you have an opinion, please do. Please call in 515-605-9733. I want to give a big shout out to everyone right now who's listening in Canada. We have a lot of Canadians listening. So hello, Canadians. I want to say thank you for tuning in. There's a whole bunch listening right now. I can see them right now. And also, I want to say a big shout-out to even the European countries. Thank you for tuning in, because that's a lot of people out there. A lot of listeners are on the West Coast. Thank you very much for tuning in on the West Coast, everybody, and also the South. We got a little bit of the South in there and a lot of East Coast. So all of our people, thank you for tuning in. And I know it's not me you want to see, right, or hear, or listen to. You want to hear our most beautiful, sexy, exciting, I don't know what else, what can we say about Paula? Because that's what I'm going with, right? But that's who you want to listen to. You want to hear the infamous Paula Alexander, right? I know you're wanting to listen to her. Well, we're going to get Paula Alexander in there right now.
In a world where one idiotic dictator has screwed up America, his followers continue to destroy by showing hatred, division, and racism. They have even went as far as committing a domestic terrorist attack on our U.S. Capitol. But one woman stands above all of them and takes them on one by one. This woman from Arkansas is the one, the only, Miss Paula Alexander.
Place. And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Sex is all down my back to keep me right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss Paula Alexander, what are you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm talking to you. I'm the rebellious Miss Paula Alexander.
I know. And I, you know, you sent me all this stuff, and I was like, oh, shit, we got to put this out there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I know you want to cover all this, so I'm going to let you go at it, because that's all. It's all about you, sweetie.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to start off with Trump. I watched another rally in Wilmington, North Carolina tonight, live on Facebook Live. Fox put Trump's rally live on Facebook. And I reported it five times because every word that... Every word that came out of his mouth was a lie. I mean, he was all over the place, reiterating
really?
The fact he was saying the election was stolen. Again.
What?
Yes. On Facebook Live. Now, you have to remember, he's been banned from Facebook. But yet, Fox put him live spewing the same lies over and over and over again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, okay. All right. For all you idiots out there listening in that think I'm the one full of shit, I'm going to tell you my personal experience. My personal experience. I'm 69 years old. I've been voting for 50 freaking years. Never, ever in the history of the country, my time on this earth, my voting experience was an election called fraudulent and stolen until Donald Trump said it. Now, why is that? You have to ask yourself, why? Why in 50 years of my experience and my voting record is Donald Trump the only presidential candidate who lost and said it was stolen? Every other person, every other incumbent president who has lost to someone else has been gracious and kind and turned over the presidency to the winner. Why is it that Donald Trump is the only one who said it was stolen? I'll tell you why. Because he's a pathological liar. He has lied his entire life. Like Jamie Raskin said in that audio, he destroys other people. He does not lift up other people. He destroys other people. He destroyed his family. He destroys the people, his employees. He's destroyed his own companies. He's destroyed
the Republican Party.
Absolutely. He is destroying the Republican Party. Yes. He's like a 10 magnitude tornado that destroys everything in its path.
Paula, did he have that weird music playing tonight? I mean, did they do any of that weird shit?
Well, I didn't hear that. No, not while I was watching. I watched him quite a while, actually. I couldn't believe there's all these trolls on this. You know, it was a live chat because it was a live video.
Yeah.
There's all these trolls on there. And I'm talking about all the way from his personal trolls to foreign trolls. Going, we need him back in office. We need him to save America. We need him. No. He lied about candidates. He lied about what happened at Mar-a-Lago. He lied about every word that came out of his mouth.
Was he saying this at the rally tonight?
Yes.
About Kennedy and stuff? What did he say about Kennedy? Did he say that the Clintons killed Kennedy?
Oh, I didn't see that. No.
No. Well, I just wondered if he said that because that's what they believe at QAnon.
Right. No, I didn't hear him say that. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat.
Did you say he said something about Mar-a-Lago and all that?
Yeah, he was talking about Mar-a-Lago and how you know, the documents were illegally taken from his home. They weren't. By the way, they weren't. It's the FBI. They're the number one police force in the country. You know, they have solved serial murders. They have solved terrorist attacks. They have solved, they're nonpartisan, and meaning they are, they don't go by what their party, they don't go by a party. There are Democrats and Republicans in the FBI. They take an oath to the Constitution of the United States. So did Donald Trump. Donald Trump took an oath to the United States to protect the United States. And what does he do? He incites an insurrection on January 6th, 2021.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything I said there, it was all I could do. I watched, usually I can only listen to him for a couple of minutes. But I listened to him for a lot longer because I wanted to see all the bullshit he was saying. And then in an interview with Hannity the other night, he tells Sean Hannity that he can declassify documents simply by saying it or thinking about it. Magically, it's just declassified. That's fucking insane. That's crazy. It's absolutely fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
You know, and yet people listen, Trump supporters that are listening to us, the MAGA people listening to us right now, are going, they're saying Paul is fucking lying.
It's fake news.
Paula doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yep, that's exactly what they're saying, and you know that's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, I got into it with a guy on this live chat for this rally, and he actually had the balls to say Trump protected our Constitution. Now, I went to his page to make sure he wasn't a foreign troll, and he wasn't a foreign troll. He is literally an American Trumpster MAGA idiot.
Hey, that makes sense.
He literally had the balls to say that Trump protected the Constitution. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God!
And I can't reply like that because I still have 5 more days that I'm on Facebook Facebook shit list. I can post now that my posts are down lower in the list, so I have to be careful about what I say. So all I told the guy was, thank you for the nightly entertainment, and put a bunch of laughing emojis next to it.
Oh, my God.
Because these trolls are trying to drop.
Trying to protect the Constitution. That man took the Constitution and spit all over it.
I mean, he's still fucking lying about the election almost 2 years later.
It's because he's a sore loser.
I mean,
you know.
He's like a toddler not getting his way and throwing a hissy fit.
What would have happened, Paula, if Hillary Clinton, when she won the popular vote but lost to the Electoral College, what if Hillary Clinton would have said, "No, I'm not gonna allow this. We're gonna have to fight it. We're gonna have to, you know, not have it certified because I lost." Do you see what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
How would this turn the tables would turn, and how would the Republicans act?
Exactly. Exactly. She won the popular vote. The electoral, she lost, she won the popular vote. In other words, she actually got people, for you dumbasses out there, let me explain the difference between the popular vote and the electoral vote, okay?
Yeah.
The popular vote is the numbers, the actual numbers. How many Americans voted for and against, okay?
Yes.
Period. That's what the popular vote is. The electoral vote is set up different in each state. There are so many representatives for the electoral vote in each state. The electoral vote was created in slave times. It was created during slave times when America was rural. It was a rural area. The South owned slaves. And there were only so many people living in the state. There was so much of a population within each state. So they used representatives to represent those voters in each state. And so because the electoral vote was created during slave times, it needs to be eliminated. No matter who wins the popular vote, it should go strictly by the popular vote. Period.
I agree.
I don't care if Democrat or Republican wins. The electoral vote is outdated. It's ancient. It is. It shouldn't exist.
Well, and I think it contradicts the idea. I mean, I think it contradicts. That every vote counts, because obviously every vote doesn't count. If they went by the popular vote, then that would mean that you would have a winner off a popular vote. But because they have the electoral college, really, every vote doesn't count, because if that was the case, then whoever won the popular vote, they would have won totally.
Right. So if the electoral vote hadn't existed in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been our president.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be going through this bullshit with Donald Trump still, all these years later. It's absolutely insane. So,
and Joe,
yeah,
Joe Biden won a – didn't he win by a really – I can't remember exactly what it was, but he won – almost like a landslide against Donald Trump.
He did. He won more. And see, this is what drives me crazy, is that he won more votes than any other president in history, including Donald Trump. Now mm-hmm. he won both the popular and the electoral vote. Yet, almost two years later, Trump is still saying that it was stolen. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I need you to buy me some boats.
And he's gone all QAnon. And the funny part is, there is a video of him being interviewed and asked the question, I don't know if it was just before he won the election or just after, but he was asked, you're supported by QAnon, do you like them? And what he said was, well, I've heard of them, but I don't know them, but I hear that they like me. And now here he is in 20, that had to be 2016-2017, and here he is in 2022, fully embracing QAnon.
Yeah.
After saying, well, I've heard of them. I hear they like me, but I really don't know who they are.
Yeah.
QAnon started out as a party joke
on
social media, and it turned into a monster. It was a joke. It was like, let's put some fake shit out there and see if people believe it. And not only did people believe it, they built on it.
Right.
So if you believe in QAnon bullshit, you believe in fantasies.
Absolutely.
You believe in a lie that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's funny, Paula. We have a caller. I'm going to bring a caller in here. Let's take a call. Are you ready for one?
Sure.
You're like, I don't know where this is going to go. We're going to find out here. Let's try it out. We'll go to the first. We'll start at the top of the list and go down. How about that? Area code 732. Hello?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. A little bit of a late night, but I love you guys talking about QAnon because it's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, QAnon. It's definitely an interesting place there, interesting people there.
Well, QAnon actually gave the guy who started QAnon actually gave up when he realized that he couldn't lie to people anymore. He just stopped,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody carried it on. Which is the silliest thing, that one guy can start something and then everybody else can just try and pick it up and go where he left off. But the guy stopped because he knew that he was wrong. He wanted as many likes as he could. Yeah, no, the actual guy who started QAnon stopped.
Oh. I don't know if anybody actually knows who he is.
Well, that's the purpose of the word QAnon. But, yeah, he stopped posting, like, about, I'm going to say, 2 years, well, no, about a year and a half ago.
Did
he? And people still, oh, yes, he absolutely did. I have access to his Telegram account.
Okay.
And he just completely fell off the planet. And then other people started posting and screenshotting his posts and then putting their own text in. The guy disappeared. He knew that there was nowhere for him to go anymore because everything he said was wrong. And he kind of ran himself into a wall.
Do you think that's what happened, or do you know that's what happened?
I can say, being that I've followed him for years, and I have friends of mine that actually believed his I'm gonna for lack of a for not using profanity rhetoric. I wanted to say bullshit, but I said rhetoric.
Okay, this is a podcast.
David,
you can say anything you want.
Oh, fuck shit. But anyway.
This isn't Facebook or Twitter.
But, no, I know friends of mine, idiot friends of mine, who I told them to stop. To quote the great Lisa Left Eye Lopez, don't go chasing waterfalls. It's not going to work.
Oh.
What you're hearing is not going to be you're hearing what you want. And you're following that, and it's going nowhere. And they kept on doing it, and everything he promised never came to fruition. And then finally one day he just went, all right, everybody's hating me. Because they were attacking him. They were hitting him very hard. I'm like, what's that?
I mean, people are taking have taken his lies to new levels. So in reality, he's still around, even though he might not be posting anymore.
Well, he's gone. It's just people. He's gone, but they're carrying. Okay, sorry.
He might be using a different name. He might be, he might even be one of these QAnon mega politicians that, right now, Jerry, I don't know if you know this, but on MSNBC today, they said there's like 50-something Republican candidates all over the country that are election deniers that are saying the same thing that Trump is saying. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We have, there's like at least 50 candidates in states all over the country that are election deniers.
Oh, absolutely. I would go as far as to say there's more than that. I would say there's 15 people that are front runners to win their elections. I would say there's if you count just people running, I would say there's probably 150.
Well, I don't know about that many, but people like Marjorie.
I mean, if you look at Idaho alone, there are five until Amon Bundy. Who was a front runner there he was the front runner for governor, but everybody backing him are all election deniers.
Figures in rural states and even at the South, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert.
I don't like Boebert. Marjorie Taylor Greene's not too bad.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I stick in the middle. Listen, I love. How about this? I want the next president of the United States to be Tulsi Gabbard. So I'm not a right wing or left wing. I'm a libertarian. I want for liberty. And I think that Tulsi Gabbard is the greatest option we have for liberty. And that's coming from a Trump supporter.
Okay. You think they're for liberty?
I think Tulsi Gabbard is.
This guy is here.
She's a Republican.
No, she's a Democrat. She's a Democrat.
Okay. So
she ran against Biden in the last election.
Right, I remember. But she leans right.
No, she leans left. I wouldn't go as far to call her a libertarian because she believes in the law. As libertarians, we believe in anarchy. We believe that everybody should have the right to do whatever they want and nobody should be able to tell us anything. She leads more towards the Constitution, but she leans left on social issues.
Okay.
She's actually closer to Bernie Sanders than anybody.
So what's your opinion on abortion? If you believe in people should do whatever they want.
Not my circus, not my monkeys. Care less. Not my pig, not my farm. It's not my business. I would be furious and probably commit a capital crime if a woman aborted my kid. But that's my own personal business. Up to anybody else, your business. But I'm also a Christian, so that's it. You go meet your maker. Not my business. And I believe that's the way we should look at most things.
Yeah, that's
I disagree with it. I disagree with it, but I have no I have no right to tell you not to.
That's kind of contradictory, isn't it?
How so? I'm personally against it, but it's not. I can't tell you what to do with your body and your life and your child. It's not my business.
Okay.
I think that's the way we should look at things through the whole entire landscape.
Okay.
It's not my business.
Okay. So what do you think of the LGBTQ community?
I can care less. It means nothing to me. Care. It's fine. Have a good time.
Okay.
It doesn't affect me. I'm not an L, I'm not a G, I'm not a B, I'm not a T, I'm not a Q, or a plus, or an I, or whatever the rest of the ones are. It has nothing to do with me. Do what you want.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking.
Yeah, they're just there. Yeah. I mean, as a guy, and I'll tell you the truth, I've been down to D.C. on multiple occasions. I've been to Philadelphia, to Raleigh, North Carolina, to Charlotte. I've been to Kalamazoo, Michigan. I've punched a lot of Antifa communists in the face. It's fun to me. I don't like communism. I don't care what you do with your body. I don't care what you do with your sexuality. It's none of my business. I'm against communism. I do like the freedoms that we have in this country. And even though I'm an anarchist, I would go as far as to say I'm an anarchist capitalist, or I would say a constitutionalist capitalist. But I never hated anybody for what they do with their body or their genitals. I don't care what you do to your genitals. I wouldn't fuck these people if they paid me to. What do I care who they're fucking?
Okay, so what do you think of immigration and the border?
I do believe that we have to. Here's one of the parts where I'm a closed border libertarian. It's kind of rough because even though I do believe in freedoms, I believe in freedoms for American citizens because that's who we're supposed to protect first. I do love immigration. I do. I believe we get some of the greatest people in this entire world from immigration. It's been happening for 200 years. But you can't just let anybody over. And if you see what happened with Venezuela is they dumped out their prison to us the same way they did in 1980 with the Mariana boat lift. We can't allow countries to empty their prisons here. You have to be checked. And we have to know who you are. So you come in through a gate. It tells who you are. We fingerprint you. We give you a tax ID number. That's fine. That's great. This way we know who you are. But just letting anybody just flood through, go through rivers, hop on fences, run through deserts, we're getting the worst of the worst. There's a reason why people are running.
Well,
successful
Mexican
business owners aren't running here.
You realize there were children, women and children in the immigrants that came from Venezuela, right? That would have been criminals in prison. They're escaping a tyrannical dictator in their country. They're escaping poverty and they're seeking a better life for themselves.
I'm not done.
Just like your ancestors, just like my ancestors, just like Jerry's ancestors. There's a difference between illegal coming into the country, illegally and legal. And these people, these Venezuelans, didn't sneak across the border, across the Rio Grande border. They turned themselves into ICE agents, into Border Patrol. They told them they were seeking asylum, which is legal.
No, that's
it's
not
legal.
What happened.
Yeah, that is what happened. They
that's
actually signed documents. That is what happened.
Just so you know, my family's. I'm second generation American. My family in Poland right now, if they want to come here. What they do is they apply for a visa. They get approved for a visa, they come here, and they prove themselves to be good people. Now, how come nobody can apply for a visa? They don't have the internet in Venezuela. I know for a fact they do. Now, they didn't get flown here. They got trafficked here. And about 45, supposedly what I heard of on arrest records alone, 45% of the people that were brought here in the last Venezuelan trip were from the prison. That's political.
Wrong.
That's a political move. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it is right. Now, if you're in Venezuela, I know it stinks. I know it's terrible. Even though it's a beautiful country and lovely people, but the government stinks on eyes on there. You know why? Because they're communists. That's why they're escaping communist countries to come here, because they don't want to be around communism. All they have to do, because they do have the internet, is apply for a visa. When you apply for the visa, you get in. That's like me saying, I want to go into a movie. Did you buy a ticket? No, but I want to see the fucking movie. Well, you got to buy a ticket. No, that's not fair. We should all be able to see the movie. No, buy the ticket. Get in. Do it the right way. Do it like everybody else has done it for how many hundreds of years?
Dude, doing it the right way is stopping at the border, turning yourself into a border agent.
Applying for a visa. Not coming in to get arrested so we can pay for you
on
our tax dollars.
You're telling me that people that couldn't afford to eat and lived in probably really poor conditions had access to the internet or owned a phone. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, they had the access to pay a coyote $10,000 to get here. Actually, probably from Venezuela, probably $20,000.
They walked through at least 10 countries to get here to the border.
My wife came here from Colombia illegally, and I know exactly how she did it. She flew most of the way, and then she took a boat around, and then she got into a car and went to LAX, and then she flew over to New York. I know exactly how it works. And I know that her sister was raped on the way. And I know that the coyotes actually give all the kids, those little girls, the 12-year-old girls, they give them Plan B. So this way they can blow a load inside of them without having to worry about their DNA coming out of another kid. I know these things. I'm telling you, these are true stories. It sucks. But I'm sorry that your country sucks, but that's not my fault.
I wish I could verify your story, but right now I have to call bullshit. Because, I mean, I'm telling you a story. I know that people and children were raped while Trump had children imprisoned at the border. I know this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who built those? When were those prisons built?
Trump did. No, actually, Obama did.
Trump built them before he was president?
I just said Obama built them. Trump took the law to a different level.
What did he
do? And Stephen Miller, his right-hand Goebbels, his Nazi sympathizing aide, took it to a whole new level. And what kills me about Stephen Miller is
I'm not a fan of Stephen Miller myself, so I agree with you on that.
He's a Jew whose family escaped the Holocaust, and yet he is the one that told Trump to imprison these children. And then when Trump left office, there were still 500 children in prison, and they had a hard time. They've been trying to find their family members ever since that happened. Did you know that?
I agree with you. I got to be honest with you, you're not far off. You're not exactly right, but you're not far off, so I will not say you're wrong. But you're not far off. But that's the same way I feel about George Soros, a guy who his family ratted out Jews during the Holocaust, and now he's king Jew of the United States. Isn't that kind of odd? It seems like they don't go towards loyalty. They seem you know, I'm not talking about Jews in general. I'm talking about people who want money. They go towards whatever's going to benefit them. I don't like Trump. I don't want him back. I'm mad that he's on a campaign trail. I think he should shut the hell up and get and back out and go write another book. I don't care. I'm not going to read it. Who gives a shit?
No, so, he's under so many indictments right now. So, did you think DeSantis did the right thing by flying immigrants that weren't even in Florida to Martha's Vineyard?
That's actually a great question because you kind of got me stuck on both sides of my own coin. Because I believe it was a great demonstration of the hypocrisy of, you know, the people that are there for open borders and all that shit. It was a great demonstration, but also
our borders aren't open.
We saw the interviews of the people that were dropped off at Kamala Harris's house. We know they are open. But I'm trying to also say something on your side.
What do you think they do? Do you think they come to the border, they cross the border, go to I'm speaking. What do you think they do? They go to the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol goes, bye, have a nice life.
No.
That's not an open border.
No, there's sections that have had no Border Patrol, no fences, no nothing. Now, if you look at the stories of all the people that were dropped off by Governor Abbott of Texas, had bused people to Kamala Harris's house, two busloads over a matter of a week, and the one gentleman and everybody backed him up, said no, we walked right across. That's it. It was very easy. We walked right across, and then we walked like 3 miles, and we were fine. It is an open border. It is a very open border in certain parts. In Southern California, it's not open. In Arizona, it's not. There's a couple weak spots. In New Mexico, it's, I'd say, about 75% closed, 25% open. Texas, no problem. You walk right across the water. Very easy.
That's sneaking in.
That's what I'm
saying.
Which
means it's not an open border. It means that people are sneaking across.
It's an unprotected border. It's an unprotected border. I apologize. I see what you're saying.
They get stopped. They do get stopped trying to sneak across.
In Texas,
maybe there's not enough border patrol. Maybe they get across when the Border Patrol are at another area.
So what you're saying is fund the police.
I'm sorry?
We're saying there's not enough Border Patrol, so you're saying we need more Border Patrol, so we need to fund the police.
I'm saying we need to defund the police?
No, we need to fund them. We need to give them more money so they can have more people. That's what you're
saying,
right?
Probably.
Nice. Let's give them that money. You know, let's stop worrying about college debts.
So do you think it was right or wrong that DeSantis flew immigrants to a city where they had been lost? Let me finish.
Okay.
Where they were promised things, money, jobs, a surprise on the flight, and they weren't even prepared. There's a lady named Perla that lured them onto the plane, promising them, we'll send you to Boston, Massachusetts, where you will have jobs waiting, you will have money waiting, you will have homes waiting, you will have food waiting. And
you saw that?
I'm still here.
No, I'm saying, but did you see that? Did you see that promise? Because I've seen guys that were... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there is actually a pamphlet.
No, that's not real.
There is a pamphlet.
That's not real. I can make a pamphlet right now. Pamphlets aren't real.
Yeah,
What about the interviews with what about the interviews with the actual migrants, where they said, you know, we don't know, they told us to go, and then that's it. There's nobody promised them anything. Nobody said anything. That was it. So
well,
yeah, I do believe I believe it was a very strong political move, almost like a chess move, to show the hypocrisy of the left, especially in Martha's Vineyard. But also, I do believe it was a very mean thing to do, to play with human lives, because these are humans. No matter if they're illegal or not, these are human beings. You shouldn't be just moving them around as chess pawns. I do believe that
was
wrong, but they did not. But they did not promise them anything. I'm agreeing with you on half that. No, they didn't.
They have there are interviews.
No, I saw the interviews of the migrants. I saw the interviews of the migrants, and it never happened.
Oh my God.
They all say it never happened. So.
Well, that's funny because four of those migrants are suing DeSantis.
No, they're not. No, there's four representatives from the state of Massachusetts that are suing DeSantis right now. Four representatives.
That's funny. Because their
not
names are
of migrants,
on
representatives of
their
the
names. Those people's names are on the documents, the court documents.
Okay.
Four
well,
of those migrants. Four of those migrants.
Just see how it ends, because I guarantee you it's not going to go anywhere. Because it's not real.
Jerry, do we have anything else to talk? Jerry, do we have anything else to discuss? I'm bored with this conversation.
An idiot is attempting to reach you on your cellular device. An idiot is attempting to reach you on your cellular device.
Paula.
What?
Look.
Am I the mom?
That guy. You are. That guy called the other night. Number one, he called me the anti, or whatever the hell it was, Alex Jones, which I'll take that because I am anti-Alex Jones. But this dude says he's a libertarian, which is funny. I know he says he's probably conservative, lesbitarian or libertarian. But the thing is that, you know, most libertarians, if you look it up, are – about open borders, by the way. They all about open borders because they believe that the government has nothing to do with that. And that's – if you look it up about libertarians, it's all over the fucking – just by putting in open borders and libertarians all over the map, man. They're all about that. But this guy, Paulo, I was going to tell you guys, this guy came in and he said – to you that number one, where he went wrong and I knew he was fucked up, is when he started talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene being okay.
I know that he liked Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Who's a total fucking maggot QAnon believer. Yeah,
I'm telling you that dude is probably loves Donald Trump, I guarantee you. But anyway,
let me tell you real quick. Again, so I just thought of it before I lose it. Something else that Donald Trump, you know, I follow these people on commentators and news reporters and journalists on. I'm still not there, but I still don't have my account back. But I go back and follow them. Do you know that Donald Trump? So some of them belong to True Social, where
mm-hmm.
they don't comment, which is Trump's website, right?
Yeah,
that's his version of Twitter, where he can say what he wants. Well, on Truth Social, they'll copy his messages, put them over on Twitter so that people know what he's up to. And he called Trish James, the attorney general that is suing him in New York for tax evasion and real estate fraud, a gigabit. No, he's calling her a peekaboo. He's calling her a peekaboo, which is racist.
That's nice.
Which is racist slang for jigaboo, which is a racial slur, like the N word. Did you know that?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
He actually called her that in his rally tonight.
Oh my God!
Live on Facebook.
What
so
an
I reported
idiot.
Him. I reported him 5 times. I reported the live feed 5 times, four times for false information, and 1 time for racial slurs. Because he was calling her a peekaboo, which is the racist. Basically, calling her a jigaboo, which is like an word. It's an old-fashioned word. It's an old-fashioned word for
jigaboo. Yeah, I remember that name.
Huh?
I remember hearing that name when I was growing up. By the way, and something else we need to tell this in this guy is when he said that this Parler thing and all that, it's not real, right? But the problem is that there's a deputy sheriff in Bexar County who really thinks it's real because he's doing an investigation and he found that there's a lot of information there that this shit's going on around that this person, whoever this Parler is or Parler woman, was passing out these flyers and brochures or whatever that. They, by the way, dude, the deputy sheriff found that it was real, and that's why he's doing an investigation on it, because he's going to do something about it, basically.
Okay. So wait a minute. Who's this? Bexar County? Where? I don't know where. This Texas.
Bexar County, Texas. Remember the deputy sheriff came out and talked about it. He's the one that did the interview. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah,
did
yeah.
the press conference?
Bexar County. Yeah.
Bexar County.
Javier, what's his last name? Yeah.
That's a good question.
I can't remember his last name. Yeah. And now, of course he's on the mega shit list. They're going to start. I haven't seen it yet. But I expect it soon that the maggots will start attacking him.
And because that guy, he was laughing at you when we were talking about funding more police officers, for the border and so forth, and he started laughing about it. Because what he said in the beginning was that he's an anarchist, which is against the government, he's against, law enforcement and so forth. So
yeah.
I'm an ex-police officer, dude, so I hate to tell you this, but I'm all for the police departments. I'm all for funding them. And, I'm sure he supports the Republicans right now because they are all about defunding the FBI and even law enforcement to some aspect because they went against Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the crazy part about that is that they lie and say that the Democrats are wanting to defund the police. Let me tell you, I live in Arkansas. Let me tell you a little story about what's going on here. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
She has stated publicly that she wants to remove our state taxes. Guess who pays for the state police? Guess what pays?
Oh, yeah.
The state taxes. So this is a person that's accusing Democrats of wanting to defund the police when she wants to remove the state tax that actually funds the police. So she literally wants to defund the police. It's hypocritical.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And this is the bullshit going on throughout the country, not just in Arkansas. I mean, all she's doing is saying it's a call. It's like a siren call to her supporters. Let's remove the state tax, thinking people won't have to pay their state taxes anymore. When in fact,
right,
what she's doing is removing, if she does that, is removing funding for the police and teachers. By the way, it's teachers,
right,
included in that too. You know, this is the kind of hypocritical bullshit going on across the country, not just in Arkansas. But it's like, you know, her followers will be going, oh, my God, she doesn't want us to have to pay the state taxes anymore. Oh, I'm going to vote for her. When, in fact, it removes the money that the state police get paid by. So, in other words, if there's not state police, there will be more crime. I mean, it's so hypocritical. So, anyway.
It is. You're right about it. And that's what it, you know, and again, and here's what I find very funny, interesting about this is that, so I was watching this whole thing about, what's his name? It was Ben Sasse. When he went off about the Republicans, when they were, you remember when they were doing that with a judge, you know, when they were about ready to elect the judge, when he went off on them about, you know, I thought it was funny because I happened to stumble across and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting to remember back to this. But he pretty much said to Ted Cruz and all of them that was actually sitting right next to him, that they are media whores, basically, that all they want to do is say shit, say one-word things, tweet it, whatever, come into Congress and say stupid shit, and say one-word stupid shit, you know, things and sentences just to get on Fox News.
Right. And my senator, Tom Cotton, is one of those people. Tom Cotton is quit yawning. We're still on.
Sorry.
We're still on.
I had to yawn.
My senator Tom Cotton is on Fox all the freaking time, lying about bullshit. You know, lying about inflation. Bidenflation gets me. You know, Bidenflation? Are you fucking kidding me? Inflation is worldwide, but, you know, Joe Biden is president of the world. Right.
Yeah.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders actually put out a video a couple of days ago. Excuse me. Sorry. Sarah Huckabee Sanders put out a video a couple of days ago with her son in it, saying how he couldn't afford candy or something. And, you know, even my son knows that Biden inflation is the, you know, calling it Biden inflation. And
mm-hmm.
My reply was, inflation is worldwide, and you know that, but you had to use your son in a video to lie about it.
Yeah.
I've gotten some comments. I mean, who uses their child? I mean, she's a known liar. She is a pathological liar like Trump. And yet she uses her own child in a video to lie. Who does that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, that's somebody who pretty much would sell their own kids to do whatever they had to do, you know. You know, and that's these people are sick is what it is. That's what it boils down to. These people are sick.
Well, they're, you know, first of all, Arkansas is a Republican state, the ruby red state. So, you know, anybody that's got an R by their name is going to get the majority of the vote. I love Chris Jones, her Democratic opponent. He's kind. He's intelligent. He's sweet. He's strong. He was raised in Arkansas, where Sarah Huckabee Sanders, after she left the White House, went to live in Florida. She only came back to live in Arkansas so she could run in Arkansas as governor. And yet her... I know she's going to win. I feel it in my bones that she's going to win.
Yeah,
and
unfortunately.
We are already the 47th most impoverished state in the country. She is going to make it worse.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders will definitely do that. She's a nasty woman anyway, obviously, you know, when we seen her, you know, as the press secretary and everything else, I mean, she was just a nasty, nasty woman. And of course she, you know, I'm sure she was probably giving Trump a little common courtesy reach around there.
Well, she's admitted to Congress, to some committee, that she lied. She's admitted that she lied. And yet, she lied for Trump. And yet, she still has on... I went to her website today. Or yesterday, now. She still has Trump on her website.
Mm.
And she's supporting Trump because she knows it will attract the stupid, hillbilly, redneck QAnon maggot base in Arkansas.
Yep. And I think that's why a lot of these Republicans, you know, they stick by Trump's side because they're flying on his coattails, his followers, trying to get reelected. And so they're gonna support his fucked up, crazy ideas. Oh, by the way, And I remember the other day that the same guy that you were talking to tonight, that, you know, he mentioned that, because I said, you know, I mentioned on the show that, yes, there was flyers, these brochures that were passed out here in Youngstown, Ohio, where they passed out these flyers, these brochures saying, again, Donald Trump Jr., and then it said, Son of Man, the Christ. And, you know, this guy said, well, no, that's not true. That didn't happen. You know, it didn't happen. You know, this wasn't Trump that did it. He even came out and admitted it wasn't him. Well, unfortunately, these were people that actually belonged to his party, because I know somebody that was actually there that witnessed the lanyard that the person was wearing around their neck. That was an official member of Trump's rallying campaign, basically. And that's what the thing said. It was the Trump campaign for 2024, and that's what was on the lanyard. So, obviously, he's going to announce he's going to run. It's coming. And that kind of surprised me as well. But, you know, was it passed out by people that wasn't around Trump? No, it was people that were, that belongs with Trump. But again, this brochure proves that these people are in a fucking occult.
Yeah. They're in a cult. They're in a cult of Trump. They, I mean, these people fly under the Bible, under the Christian religion, and yet they are so, I mean, it's in Revelation, it talks about the Antichrist. And
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know all about the Bible verses. Like, you know more than I do. But it talks about the Antichrist. And
oh,
how
absolutely.
He will, and how he will draw people in. And be everything that Christ isn't. And these people are following this guy that are actually the Antichrist. And it's
yeah.
just, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, I've always considered myself a Christian. And I've become ashamed of it because I don't want to be associated with these people.
Oh, hell no. And these people aren't really Christians because anybody who says they're a Christian but acts the way they do and support a false god, claiming to be
yeah.
a false god, then they're no different. These are not Christians. This is an occult that's no different than what ISIS does when they use the Bible, their Bible, the Quran, for their purposes of their radical movement. It's exactly the same as what the Trump people do.
Right. And let me add the radical Muslims. Not all. 95% or more are not radical Muslims. I was married to a Muslim for 14 years. The real
uh-huh.
Islamic religion promotes kindness, giving, caring, being kind to one another. And the radical Muslims use, they're just like these radical Christians. They take parts of their Quran, their holy book, and use
mm-hmm.
it for
their purposes.
For being violence, for the
mm-hmm.
purpose of violence. You know,
mm-hmm.
and
that's right.
These radical Muslims want to use the Quran as a radical theme to attack anybody that's not Muslim. Well, that's what the maggot Christians have turned into. They've turned into Christians that want to be violent and radical and use a religion for everything that it's not.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's exactly what it is. So... what I would like to do, and then I'm going to do something. I'm going to play this little piece of audio clip, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk just a few minutes on this, and then we'll end up the show. This is something that I wanted to play, and this is what I finally found what I was looking for. So let me play this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, and then we'll come back and discuss this. So, dude.
It was a beautiful day here in Southern California and made only more beautiful by the hammer of justice pounding down on our pumpkin spice ex-president who no doubt had a very unpleasant pleasant day. Yesterday, the morning brought allegations from the New York Attorney General against almost the whole Trump family. Later last night, an appeals court ruled that the investigation into the classified documents he hoarded can go on. That meant it was damage control time. And so Trump summoned his trusty hype man, Sean Hannity, for a good old-fashioned hand job. Trump claims he declassified those documents the FBI found at Mar-a-Lago using special powers no one imagined any human ever had.
What was your process to declassify?
It doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Even by thinking about it. Using the power of his mind, he can declassify documents. What he does is he puts a candle in an Egg McMuffin, makes a wish, blows it out, and the documents become declassified. Hocus pocus. And I have to say, John Hannity really outdid himself here. He had no follow-up to that. His approach was basically, show me on the doll where the FBI investigated you. Trump has moved the goalposts so far now, they're not even in the stadium anymore. Let me just recap his arguments about these documents. At first, he claimed the FBI planted evidence. Then he demanded the FBI give back the evidence they planted, which makes no sense. Then he claimed he had a standing order to declassify any documents he took out of the Oval Office, which was confirmed by no one who worked for him, because there's a formal process for how you declassify documents. So now Donnie Cochran's new argument is that he can close his eyes and magically declassify just by thinking about, like, who Harry Who Dummy. He's able to make things happen. And if Trump actually had the power to change things just by thinking about him, Don Jr. would have turned into a Big Mac 30 years ago. And by the way, even if he did have the power to declassify this information, it doesn't matter. It's illegal for him to take any presidential records from the White House without permission. It's illegal. So he's the victim here. He did the whole wow-wow routine about them searching Barron's bedroom, malaria's shoe dungeon, what a violation it was to their privacy. And he also believes the FBI may have in their possession some top-secret family files.
They took a lot. I think they took my will. I found out yesterday. I said, where is it?
Am I in it?
I think they took my will. It could cause a lot of problems.
No.
That could cause a lot of problems if that gets published from people that won't be so happy or maybe will be very happy.
Okay.
Yeah, it would cause a lot of problems because you'd have to explain to Eric why he's not in it. And where are the tax returns he promised? Is that audit still going on? Trump may have damaged himself bigly in this interview. He seems to have admitted to things he had no reason to admit to, but when he's on a roll, the stuff he's throwing out there, this one might be the craziest idea he's ever had. And that's coming from a man who thinks windmills cause cancer.
There's also a lot of speculation because of what they did, the severity of the FBI coming and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Were they looking for the Hillary Clinton emails that were deleted, but they are around someplace? Were they looking for the spying on
Trump? Say you had it. Did,
no, no, they may be saying they may have thought that it was
you
in
did.
There.
Okay.
Huh? The FBI came to his house looking for Hillary Clinton's emails that were deleted, which how could there even be emails if they were deleted, and how would they get into his house? Did Hillary sneak in after midnight and stuff them under his pillow like the email fairy or something? At this point, even QAnon is like, what are you talking about? But Sean Hannity just nods along. I mean, you have to hand it to Sean. When life gives him felons, he makes felonade.
You mentioned the word prosecute. I don't think this is prosecutable. Under the Presidential Records Act, there's no retribution or prosecution. You're supposed to negotiate. We're talking about documents. I can't imagine the word, you mentioned the word prosecution. I don't hear the word prosecution.
No, I'm saying they didn't prosecute them.
No, but I don't see how they could prosecute me. How do you prosecute somebody?
But they didn't raid their homes.
No,
they raided this
home.
They
certainly didn't raid their homes. They certainly didn't raid their homes. And when Hillary broke up all her phones with the hammers and they did the bleach pit, all the things that happened were incredible.
He did the bleach pit. The bleach pit. Isn't that where the kids on 90210 hung out at the bleach pit? The important thing is Trump wants you to know the FBI came in looking for Hillary's emails, and while they were there, they planted documents, stole his will, and probably the Playboy's under Barron's bed. And also, he's telepathic like Professor X. And this is only one of his problems right now. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday ruled that former presidents are not permitted to have classified documents without approval. He got doc-blocked by them. Turns out, even a conservative-leaning appeals court did not find his argument that you can declassify documents by clicking your heels together three times to be legally binding. But the ruling was a unanimous decision made by two judges who were nominated by Trump and one who was nominated by Obama. So at least he's bringing people together, I guess. And that special master that he wanted so badly, that's not going his way either. And four Republican senators aren't buying his magic power to declassify either, including his sweet little darling Lindsey Graham, who, oh my goodness, you can tell this is getting to Trump. And also to the whole family, I heard reports Erica started wetting the bed again. The whole family's up in arms, lashing out at the New York Attorney General. Don Jr.'s lucky fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was on Newsmax, so she delivered yet another one of her classic zingers there.
It's not a good time to be running for Attorney General with a D after your name, I wouldn't suspect. Talk about that.
Well, she has an I after her name, incompetent. That's what it is. And let me tell you something. She should actually prosecute herself because she's nothing but a stalker of Donald Trump. That's the only thing she seems to be good at.
I do like her Halloween costume. And by the way, that dude wasn't the only angry Trump in law today. Lara Trump was out standing by her man, too.
Letitia James has such vitriol and hatred for anyone with the last name Trump that she decided to investigate my husband's charity despite the fact that it had one of the lowest expense ratios of any private charity in America. And unfortunately, guess who was hurt by that? It wasn't my husband. It's the kids of St. Jude. Who knows how many kids have died unnecessarily thanks to her investigation and her just vitriol and hatred for anyone with the last name Trump.
Yeah, I know how many. Zero. The answer is zero. Okay. None of them. By the way, next week we are taking a big family road trip to Brooklyn. We've got shows Monday through Friday at BAM, the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Guillermo, and we've sent him ahead. He's en route. He's eating and especially drinking his way across the country. Tonight, he's in Boston right outside the Cask and Flag and Bar. Hey, Guillermo. I heard you had a big lunch.
Oh, my God. It was amazing, Jimmy.
What did you have?
I had a clam chowder.
All right. So I wanted to – we're going to stop there because that it goes into something different. But so I love Jimmy Kimball. I think he's awesome. Did you like that? I thought it was funny, man. He's like, if Donald Trump could use his brain or his mind to change the documents, he would have turned Eric into a Big Mac a long time ago.
My first thought was these people are insane. My second thought was, aw, isn't it how sweet how their women are trying to defend them.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, did you know, I don't know if you know this, maybe you do, Kimberly Guilfoyle used to be married to Adam, was that Adam Newsom, of the governor of California, who is a raging Democrat.
And, so she was married to him?
She was married to Gavin Newsom. Gavin.
Oh.
Gavin Newsom.
I didn't.
She was married to the governor of California, who is an absolute raging Democrat. And then they divorced. And then she went on Fox News as one of their commentators. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. She
used to be on Fox. Okay. She went on to Fox News. And from there, she got And the funny thing is, like you said, I like her Halloween costume because go into Google and compare her pictures from when she was married to Gavin Newsom compared to now. And she looks like a completely different person. Yes, she still has the same hair, but she looks like a totally... Well, it's called Botox and lip injection.
Now, is she the one married to Eric Trump? Is that right? Or
no,
the other one?
No, that's Lara. That's Lara.
Okay.
Kimberly Guilfoyle is the fiance of Don Jr. And apparently, you know, everybody knows that Don Jr. is a coke freak. He's into his cocaine or Adderall or like his daddy or some kind of upper. And I, you know, if you should go follow Ron Bilkowski on Twitter because he posts videos of Don Jr. ranting stupid shit almost every day or night. There are crazy videos of Don Jr. just ranting on and on and on about stupid shit. You know, and Kimberly Guilfoyle is engaged to him. And she's the one at the Republican convention in 2016 that went before the podium and screamed like a banshee, "The best is yet to come." And she was screaming bloody murder. "The best is yet to come."
I did not know that.
Yeah. She used to be married to a Democrat. And it's like she went way downhill from their divorce.
She lost a lot of respect.
Yeah, yeah. So Lara Trump is the one. It's really sad to see her because she looks, when she was married to Gavin Newsom, she looked so prim and proper and like she was beautiful and dressed beautifully, great figure, beautiful face, and it's almost like he's morphed into a witch, some kind of, you know, you know that her and her man, Don Jr., are both doing some kind of cocaine, Adderall, some sort of upper.
Oh yeah.
To get them through.
They're doing something.
Yeah, she looks completely different.
Like you can tell, she looks like she's worn down, like she's been worn out, like you know.
Right. So you know that was my first two thoughts is like. And that Trump, I can barely hear you, and there's background noise. So stop moving around.
Yeah, I'm moving around. I'm moving around. Sorry.
Stop it. So go look, find a picture of her before Don Jr.
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of her from before.
Okay.
Just to compare.
She looks, what's the saying? She looks like she's been rode hard and put away wet.
That's a huge bitch. She done went through the whole process.
Uh-huh.
What a she sold her soul to the Trumps.
Hang on, I'm trying to find. There's one.
Oh.
There's a bunch. Hang on.
I love it.
I'm gonna have to copy him to my.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm gonna send one to you now. It's her with Gavin Newsom. She looks, you can tell how different she looks.
There it is. I just seen it come up.
Look how different she looks.
Oh, my God. What the fuck happened to her? Besides the Botox, I think it's more than just Botox.
Yeah, it's probably, well, lip fillers. Let me see if I can find more.
Well, she looks normal here.
Right.
Before, it looks like she's on some kind of, I mean, now she looks like she's strung out is what it looks like.
Right, right. There's another one for you.
You know what's funny is that she was actually at one point, she was very pretty, very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look like that now. She looks like Tammy Faye Baker, what the fuck's his name? I'm trying to figure out. Mick Jagger or something. You know, she's real fucked up.
Right. Right. She's got all kinds of fillers in her face. Lip injections.
There you go, Paula. You should do that.
Right.
Paula, I think we should have you do this. I think we should get you some liposuction and some lip filler and buttox or whatever they call it and. And,
I'm 69 years old. Fuck that.
Anyway, she's 69, folks. If there's a plastic surgeon listening to the show, you gotta call us or email us and let us know that you will do Paula surgery for her for free. Give her a free makeover.
She looks
that
so
would be
fake.
Pretty interesting.
I have one more for you. Hang on.
Oh, here's a plastic surgeon who said he'll do it for free.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I don't know. Dr. Feelgood, I think. Hey, Paula wants to feel good again. She wants it. She wants to feel it. Oh, man.
And she's probably had a boob job.
Oh, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
She looks like a fucking trainer. Oh.
She looks
yeah.
I mean, she looks so different. She basically doesn't look like the same person.
No, not at all. Like, I would not, honestly, I would have never recognized this bitch, you know, at all. I mean, she looks so totally different. It's kind of scary in a way.
Yeah, it's sad. It's actually sad. You know, because
That guy finally hung up. That guy finally hung up. Yeah. He finally hung up.
Or did the show end and he got disconnected?
It might have been that. I would hope that that's what happened.
China?
China.
You know,
you know
what I think about Kim Guilfoy? I think that she started dating Donald Trump Jr. and that you know, she got involved with a guy with money. Cannot tell me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cannot tell me.
That's what it is.
That,
I mean, who the fuck would fuck Donald Trump Jr., first of all?
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, here's a really pretty picture of her.
He kind of looks like Macaulay Culkin when he was throwing out.
It's like an in-between picture between the way she used to be and the way she is now. But she was on Fox.
This is it seems like, by looking at these, it kind of looks like a transition phase.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
So, you know,
oh my God.
You know, when I, yeah, are you looking at that?
Yeah, like right now I'm looking at her. I mean, she's actually a very beautiful girl. Here she is.
Right. Right.
I don't know what happened to her, man. You know.
Well, I think that she got involved with Don Trump Jr. on Fox when she was a commentator. And Don Trump Jr. is involved with drugs. We all know he's a coke freak. He's a drug freak. And
That probably messed her. She probably got involved with it too.
I know she has. I mean, when I was younger, let me tell you, when I was younger, I was in my 20s, and I was involved with a coke dealer. I'm not going to say his name, because he ended up in prison, and he was a Playgirl centerfold. He lived close to where I live. Yeah, I was a girlfriend. I turned into his girlfriend. He chased me. And I, not knowing at the time who he was or what he did, let me say this. She probably got involved with him not really knowing who he was and got wrapped up in his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And just fell in love.
Oh, yeah. I bet
what
that's what
it
is. That's her dog.
Yeah, got wrapped up in his lifestyle and got involved in the drugs. Here, honey, why don't you do some of this that'll make you feel good?
Yeah, do some of this drugs.
Yeah.
And now she's all messed up.
Yeah. Let me tell you. When I was with that guy, he was beautiful. He was beautiful. Playgirl centerfold. Oh, my God. The man was gorgeous. And he chased me and he caught me. I mean, what 25, 26-year-old woman is not going to fall for this beautiful, hunky man that works out at the gym every day, is dark-headed, blue eyes, just, you know, like, what was the male dancers called? What were the male dancers called?
Chippendales.
Chippendales. He looked like a Chippendales dancer. Yeah.
Okay.
He was gorgeous. And
then
he
did drugs and
then
he got all messed up.
Yeah, he fell for me. And
Dander.
I got involved with him. I know.
You know, it's surprising because most of the Chippendale dancers are gay. That's why I was...
Exactly.
You know,
and you know what I found out?
That he was gay?
Well, I don't know if he was gay, but he, a bunch of years ago, I went online and tried to find him because he got busted with a whole bunch of pounds of cocaine on him because he dealt it. I got away from him before that happened. Thank God. But, so I went, he went to prison. I found out, a mutual friend told me he went to prison back about 30 years ago. 30, 35 years ago. So I went online to try and find him. And I couldn't find him. The only place I could find him was on a gay website. Okay,
oh,
I'm going to say his name. Yeah. And it said, whatever happened to Greg Anderson?
Oh, my
and
God.
And they had his centerfold pictures on the website. And...
Honestly, I thought you were going to tell me that you were with Johnny Holmes.
With who?
I thought you were going to tell me you were with Johnny Holmes.
No. But I'll tell you what.
Say, Paula, that might be the reason why you might be all messed up.
No, it wasn't him. But I was only into, thank God, thank you, Lord. I was only into the cocaine that he gave me for about 4 or 5 months. And then I just quit and broke up with him and left him. But during that period of time, we had a date for New Year's Eve. And I caught the flu. I caught the freaking flu. I was running 101 temperature.
Holy shit.
And I did some cocaine, and it made me feel good.
Ooh.
And I was still able to go out with him and his friends for New Year's. This was a man so beautiful. This was during the disco days, okay? He was so beautiful that we would go into a bar, disco, on a date night. And well, I remember a bar that we went into with a couple of his friends. And I was sitting on his lap at the bar. Get this. It was obvious that we were a couple involved. And other women were coming up to the bar and flirting with him while I was sitting on his fucking lap. He was like Elvis. He was like Elvis. Blue eyes and black teeth.
You got pictures of him?
I don't. I can. Maybe if I went on Google and tried to find that, you know, whatever.
Would you
happened
say his name was Greg?
Greg,
did you say his name is Greg? Greg Anderson.
Greg Anderson. I have a feeling that he spent many years in prison because this was when he went to jail. It was mid to late 80s. I think, was that when Reagan was in office? I think Reagan was. And, you know, Nancy Reagan was saying marijuana is a gateway drug, much less cocaine. So
mm-hmm.
I think he went to prison. And I have never been able to find a Facebook page. I've gone online. Look up whatever happened to Greg Anderson.
All right. Whatever happened?
You're going to probably see some naked pictures.
All right. Let's look at the schlong. It says Greg Anderson
him?
Drag. It says Greg Anderson drag dancer.
What?
let me go and see. I got to look at this now. You know,
Greg Anderson,
born March 14th, 1961. In Minnesota.
No. No, that's not. He was about my age.
No,
but
I don't
care.
All it has is a Greg Anderson that was a race car driver, a basketball player. It's a lot
put
about
Playgirl
race car drivers.
Put Playgirl
Centerfold. That's what we'll do. Greg Anderson. Anderson Playgirl.
He chased me like a motherfucking pants on fire. I couldn't believe that he was chasing me and caught me.
Was he a playgirl in 1976?
That sounds right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to look here. Give me a second. I'm browsing around for Greg Anderson. See, now Paula's got me curious on this, so I got to look it up. And I'm just wondering if I see a schlong here, I'm going to be like, what did Paula get me into? What did Paula get me into? Greg Anderson. Oh, my God. I've got a centerfold right here. Dude, did he have a mustache?
Yes. Yep, that's
him. All right, well, all right, well, I'm going to send this to you.
I found him.
You found him. I bet you did.
I found him.
I bet you did find him. He kind of resembles Matlock.
He did. He he had, before he was dealing cocaine, he was a construction worker. So they found him, and they put a tool belt on him and nothing else. And I don't know if I can find that picture. But I found it.
Well, I was just wondering. So I'm looking at this guy, and I'm wondering, Paula, so I'm wanting to know, did you... What'd you do with this guy, huh? Because this his dick is really like enough to probably make you want to choke there. You know, what did you do with this guy?
Yeah. Not much. I mean, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I found him on that. Yeah. let me put it this way. People say, I'm going to be blunt about sex stuff. People say that when you're on cocaine, that the sex is better. Okay? I found that it was numbing and that I couldn't that it wasn't as good as what everybody said it was on cocaine.
Yeah. That's what I was wanting to know. When you say numbing, you mean you couldn't feel the effects of sex? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. How can I say this politely?
Yeah, yeah. How can you say this? I want to know.
Okay. Let's just say I know what an orgasm is. And let's just say that on cocaine, it's not as pleasurable as what people say it is.
Really?
And you can't tell. Yeah. You can't tell by looking. I'm looking at the pictures on Google. And you cannot, you can't tell by the pictures that he had blaring blue eyes. They look brown, but they're not. They were blue. And he had coal black hair. And I met his mother. He took me to meet his mother. And his mother was Australian. She was from Australia. And she was like him. She had coal black hair and blue eyes. And when I asked to see his Playboy centerfold, he wouldn't let me. He did not want me to see that centerfold. And come to find out, his mother had a stack of his Playgirl centerfold in her closet. And when I asked to see it, he told her not to bring it out. He did not want me to see it. I never got an issue of that magazine. And I wish to this day that I had gotten a copy of that magazine.
Well, Paula, they sell it right here. They have copies of the magazine on eBay and Amazon.
Are you kidding?
No, they got a copy.
How much is it?
No, they got it.
How much is it?
I'll tell you real quick. It is...
Okay.
He worked out in the gym every. He worked out in the gym every single day. And I let me tell you how I met him. I lived in an apartment, and I lived in an apartment outside Kansas City alone.
Holy!
I did not have a car, and so the only way to buy food. What?
$74. $74 for one single issue.
Okay. Send me the link. I might do it just for the hell of it. That's a lot of money. I believe he was uncircumcised.
Yeah, according to what I see, I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like, I mean, if I was going to assume anything, I would say he was definitely, well, I don't know, you know, because I was looking and I'm wondering if, well, let's see here. I guess that's a good question. Is he uncircumcised? That's a perfect question.
I don't think he was.
I was getting ready to say, I'm thinking that he was, okay, here we go. Let me just take a look again. I obviously have to look at something here.
So
go ahead.
What? Well, I was going to say, so I met him by accident. So, I lived in an apartment by myself when I was like, 25, 26 years old. I didn't have a car. I had to go to my job in a bar by being picked up by somebody. I had to buy my food at the, Quick Trip. I was a Quick Trip next door to my apartment complex. I was going in the door. I'd been cleaning house all day. I stunk. I was smelly. I was dressed inappropriately in short shorts and a tank top, probably. And I was going in the door of Quick Trip, and one of my neighbors, a female, was coming out with him of the door of the Quick Trip. And they both said, "Hi, how are you?" Next thing I know, I went home with my food, and I'm cleaning house, and somebody knocks on my door. And I open the door, and it's my neighbor, my female neighbor, with him, saying, "This is Greg. Greg wants to meet you."
Wow. Wow, Paula.
I know, right?
Was you shocked when you seen him?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really excited about Paula here because she had some kind of whatever it was with, you know, this guy that was a Playgirl centerfold, by the way.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, I had charisma and sex appeal. And,
I thought you were about to say when I was in my 20s, I creamed. I thought you were about to say when I was in my 20s, I creamed. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No. When I was in my 20s, I mean, I worked in one of the biggest bars in Kansas City, and I had all kinds of admirers. But when this beautiful, I mean, I didn't even know at the time he was a Playgirl centerfold. I had no freaking clue that he was a Playgirl centerfold when I was introduced to him. I had no clue. I didn't know. I just knew that he was a beautiful, sexy man that wanted to meet me and was attracted to me. And, of course, when you're in your 20s, You go there. I mean, God. I mean,
like I said, after I started dating him, women were throwing themselves at him in front of me. That's how beautiful he was. I mean, he was gorgeous. And, you know, how can you not be attracted to that? And he was intelligent. And he was also, get this, while he was selling cocaine and going to the gym, he was also a chiropractic student.
Oh.
And I have bone issues. So, you know, it's like we were magnets for each other. We were absolute magnets. And then I found a website.
I was looking for him.
And then also, I found pictures of his ex-wife. And guess what?
It was Pamela Anderson.
She was dark. No, actually, no. The opposite. She was dark-headed and blue-eyed like him and like me.
Really?
Yeah. His ex-wife, I look so much like his ex-wife, it was incredible. I was probably a little bit prettier. I'm not bragging. But by looking at her pictures.
That means he had a type.
Right, exactly. Right. He liked dark-headed, blue-eyed women. Like him. So, actually, it was kind of, if you think about it, it was a little bit narcissistic. It was a little bit narcissistic because he liked women that looked like him.
I guess it would be narcissistic.
Yeah.
You know, in a way.
Yeah. He liked women that looked like him. And I was, you know, I'm not saying that she was pretty. She was pretty. But I probably had that little bit of extra something charisma or whatever more than her.
I would say you had a hot box. Yeah, Paula.
And you want to hear the great? You want to hear the funny thing? You want to hear the other weird thing? Is that I would be at his apartment for several days, staying with him and his roommate, and he was since he was a chiropractic student. He would go to the gym while I was with him. He'd say, I'm going to the gym. I'll be back in an hour or so. And when he would come back, he'd be all stiff and, like, muscles. Stop it. Oh, shit. I said the wrong thing.
Oh, my God, you just said
he'd
be stiff.
Shut up, Jerry. Shut up, Jerry. His muscles would be all,
oh my God.
You know, his muscles would be all tight and his back and shoulders and everything would be all tight and stiff from working out. And I learned from him.
Did you get a free adjustment at any time?
Huh?
Was you able to get a free adjustment at any time?
I got a few massages, but he got more from me than I did from him.
Oh.
Because he was, when he came back from the gym, because he was, his muscles in his shoulders and back were so tight and stiff that he would ask me for a massage. And as I started to rub into his muscles, he would lay on the sofa or the floor, and as I started to give him a massage, he would actually teach me how, where to go and how deep to dig with my thumbs. And I learned from him how to give a great massage.
Well, Miss Vale.
Yeah, so that man was my man, that Playgirl.
I would say he was.
He was my man for a while, and then he got. Then I found out from friends that he got busted for. I mean, we would have when I was with him. Because he sold cocaine, because he made money off that, we would have strangers into his. He lived in a duplex with a roommate, and
oh, did he?
He would have strangers. Yeah, he had a roommate. I ended up dating the roommate because I was so sick of his shit. I got tired of it. I got tired of the... I knew it wasn't right, and, you know, he was on the wrong path, and I started dating his roommate, who was a big, geeky, red, tall, skinny, red-headed guy with an afro. He was a red-headed man with an afro. Think about that for a second. And he caught us. And we got busted.
Oh, my God.
But he would put, you know, this guy would put pornos on the video. It made me, and had me watch him, thinking it was going to turn me on. But anyway, beside the point. You know, I can vouch to say that I dated a Playgirl centerfold. We were really involved. And he was a beautiful man. And he was like, you know, he doesn't look like Elvis in the face, but he had similarities. He had black hair. I don't know if you can tell by the pictures, but he had black hair and blue, really piercing blue eyes. And women loved him.
I get it. I totally get it.
And he wanted me. So, you know, he wanted me. I mean, my God.
That's awesome, Paula. Really, it is. To me, that's probably the best thing that I've heard. You know,
it's
that
huge,
you were, yeah, it's big. It really is.
It's a huge compliment to me when I was younger.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I figured we were at the end of the show. I figured I'd let you close up the show.
Yeah.
And we can end the show.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening to all my diatribe about my personal life. And
hey, and by the way, real quick, Paula, if anybody is hot and horny after listening to that whole story, just remember, you can go online and get you a little thing of Vaseline and tissue paper and, you know, well, they got Pornhub.com.
I know, right?
Sorry, Paula. You can go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, anyway. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to, like, I still wonder what happened to him. But anyway, I figure he may have passed by now. But
he might have.
Yeah. I mean, if he was in prison, who knows? He may have gone gay.
He might have gone gay, yeah. Yeah. That could have happened.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, you guys, love you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to us while we talk about more than Greg Anderson. Thank you for listening to the politics and the truth that we do now. I'm too old for this crap. Pornhub crap. I got put on. Hey, a video of me got put on Pornhub right now, one time by a German woman. Yeah.
Oh my.
I had.
I think I've seen that one.
No, you didn't. Stop it. I had, because I had them. I reported it and had it deleted. Because it was unauthorized. But anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming in, hearing our truths. Salam alaikum. May peace be with you. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
Amen. Let's go ahead and end up the show. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. We'll see you again real soon right here on Real Politics with Paul Alexander and myself, Jerry Williams. Thank you for listening and have a good night.
Rumors spreading around, you need to take this time, fight the shack outside the game, and you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range, they got a lot of nice girls. I'm on.
rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. I heard there's a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearer than the spoken word can tell. All about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English miss roll through the day.